Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 2, Text Number 8, Bana Vimo Bhagavata Satapatra Patro, Santa Vapunka Ruchira, Vatitik Madanto, Kasma Inchasivane Vicharan Navidya, Shema Yano Jadaviyam, Tarvikaramastu. As Lakshman said, we did not read the seventh sloka purport. While undergoing severe penances in the forest, Agnidra was captivated by the movements of the Purva Chitti, the girl sent by Lord Brahma. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, Kama is tired Hrutanya. When one becomes lusty, he loses all intelligence. Therefore, Agnidra, having lost his intelligence, could not distinguish whether Purachitti was male or female. He mistook her for Muniputra, the son of a saintly person in the forest, and addressed her as Munivarya. Because of personal beauty, however, he could not believe her to be a boy. He therefore began studying her features. First he saw two eyebrows, which were so expressive that he wondered whether he or she might be Maya or the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The words used in this connection are Bhagavat Para Devataya, Devata the demigods, all belong to the material world, whereas Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of God, is always beyond this material world and is therefore known as Paradevata. The material world is certainly created by Maya, but it is created under the direction of Paradevata, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, Maya Dakshina Prakriti Suyate Sa Characharam. Maya is not the ultimate authority for the creation of the material world. Maya acts on behalf of Krishna. Purachitti's eyebrows were so beautiful that Agnidra compared them to bows without strings. He therefore asked whether they were to be used for her own purpose or for the sake of someone else. Her eyebrows were like bows meant to kill animals in the forest. This material world is like a great forest, and its inhabitants are like forest animals, such as deer and tiger meant to be killed. The killers are the eyebrows of beautiful women, captivated by the beauty of the fair sex. All men of the world are killed by the bows without strings, but cannot see how they are killed by Maya. It is a fact, however, that they are being killed, bhutva bhutva praliyate. By dint of his tapasya, Agnidra could understand how Maya acts under the direction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The word pramattan is also significant. Pramatta refers to one who cannot control his senses. The entire material world is being exploited by people who are pramatta or vimudha. Prahlad Maharaj therefore said, soche tato vimukache tata indriyadha maya sukaya bharam udvato vimudha. They are rotting in material activities for transient material pleasure and spoiling their lives, toiling all day and night, simply for sense gratification. With no attachment for love of Godhead, I am simply lamenting for them and devising various plans to deliver them from the clutches of Maya. Karmis, who act very seriously for sense gratification, are always referred to in the Shastra by such terms as Pramatta, Vimuda, Vimukha. They are killed by Maya. However, one is Apramatta, a sane, sober person, a Dhira, knows very well that a human being's primary duty is to render service to the Supreme Personality. Maya is always ready to kill those pramatta with her invisible bows and arrows. Agnidra questioned Purachitti about this. So today's, then Agnida observed the glancing eyes of Purochitti and said, "My dear friend, your two very powerful arrows, namely your glancing eyes, those arrows are feathers like the petals of lotus flower. Although they have no shafts, they are very beautiful. They have very sharp piercing points. They appear very peaceful, and thus it seems that they will not be shot at anyone. You must be loitering in this forest to shoot those arrows at someone, but I cannot understand whom. My intelligence is dull, and I cannot combat you. Indeed, no one can equal you in prowess, and therefore I pray that your prowess will be for my good fortune." Agnida thus began appreciating Purochitti's powerful glance upon him. He compared her glancing eyes to very sharp arrows. Although her eyes were as beautiful as lotuses, they were simultaneously like shafts less arrows, and Agnida was therefore afraid of them. He hoped that her glances upon him would be favorable because he was already captivated. And the more captivated he became, the more impossible it would be for him to remain without her. Agnida therefore prayed to Purochitti that her glances at him would be auspicious, not futile. In other words, he prayed that she should become his wife. ओम ज्ञान तिमिरांगस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाखया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदामयं ददाति स्वापदांतकं जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Conditional life, conditions me, we are conditions this body. I am man, I am woman. This is conditioned life. So in conditioned life, this is the way of life. All the time, searching for beauty in the opposite sex, where actually there is no beauty. Like, what is the difference between an old woman and a young woman? In one sense, it is all skin, bones and flesh. So why a person is attracted to young body? Because of lust. So everyone who is born in this world is under the influence of three modes of material nature: sattva, raja and tamaguna. So the raja, the passion, manifests as lust. Arjuna asks, atakena prayuktayam papam jarati purusha anishchina vivarshneya baladivandu vedita कामयेश क्रोधयेश रजोगुण समुद्वा महासन महापापा विद्यानामेह वैर्य. This is the insurmountable enemy of a person. nobody can get out of this, this lust. And then people repeatedly, endlessly, people are entangled in this world. Actually, compare it to the suffering, the problems, the diseases, the struggle. Still, a person is not disgusted or frustrated. And at one place, Prabhupada says, if a man can get out of lust, then you will see the whole material world is simply is useless. The whole world is running around because of passion. When you say passion, it need not be directly sex life, is attraction. People are very uncontrolled, they become victims of sex. People are somewhat controlled, but they are controlled by woman, they are attracted. So to please a woman, they are willing to take any risk. Prabhupada also gives the famous example, Antony and Cleopatra. It's a Shakespearean novel or a drama where Antony was a very great hero, he was the king. But simply to satisfy Cleopatra, he is willing to do anything, an entire war. So you can understand, either we become victim to sex life or we are attracted and all our plans are simply, so one cannot see the passing of time. The time will pass away like moments, and a person is passionate, it is neither satisfying nor it is that one can give it up. So one of the previous acharyas said that I have faithfully served my lustful desires, but I could not satisfy them. Let's say in the same Bhagavad Gita, after that it says, it burns like fire. Kama yesha krodha yesha vajogana samdhva mahasana mahapapa vidyana vena dhumena vete vahi yada darse malinacha yadvalvena avuta garbha tada tena edam avuta avrutam jnana metena jnanina nityavayana kama rupena kaunteya dushpurena nalenacha. Nala means fires. So that way it will completely destroy. That means human life is undone. It's in Bhagavatam elsewhere, it says, however educated a man may be, however valiant a person may be, and however strong a person may be, or however siddhis he may have, kim tapasa kim vidya kim jnana nava stribir yasya manohrutam. One whose heart is captured by a woman, so what is the use of all his education, his prowess and all that? Because it is not directed towards the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, so the point is, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we are reading that sloka. Nishkinchanasya Bhagavan Bhajanan Mukasya Param Param Jagamishwar Bhavasagarasya Sandarsanam Vishetam Atayoshitam Cha. So the number one enemy for spiritual life is opposite sex. For man, the woman, for woman, the man. Because before Maya can leave somebody, she will give her full test. For Maya leave someone to go for devotion service. So as soon as we practice devotion service, people who are seriously practicing, they can all watch how Maya offers many, many facilities. So this world has seen, irrespective of age, irrespective of wealth, irrespective of caste, creed and all these things. This is Maya's attack. So, a person who is attempting to stay on spiritual path, Maya has many proposals. Like in ISKCON, sometimes they say, yeah, marrying some karmi woman, creates a hell. See, this woman is so service-minded, this woman is so sweet. So, this is all trick of Maya. That means, this way or that way, you are talking about a woman with karmi background, but the point is getting hooked to a woman. So Prabhupada in the West, where there was no marriage culture, so citing the example, like whether although like we are hearing the description of God is thousand times more than, because that is the real beauty. Krishna's beauty is real, no matter how much you describe, there is no end. But material beauty, like Ashri was saying, the beauty of the world is like a beautiful flower. Only in youth, there appears to be illusory beauty. And after that, again, it's all gone. Like we have seen how men and women, they go out of proportion. Before marriage, everything looks like attractive. And after that, people become like this, like that. We watch how people change their shapes and all that. So the, what do you call, the aesthetics or symmetry, everything is gone. So in the previous times, the kings were using this kind of techniques also, like the other man. They are there in the Indian history. The Nawabs were very powerful, and the Hindu king was not powerful. So they use women also as a bait. So they send a woman there. So she will go and do dancing and all, entertainment and all that. And the Nawab will get lost. His head will be lost. Suddenly, some soldier will turn up and just, the Nawab is lost in this club dance and all that. He's relaxing. And suddenly, they are waiting for the opportunity. Some soldier will just suddenly jumps in. The Nawab is not prepared. And he just stabs him. The man is diverted. His attention is diverted to whom? Off guard. And then immediately he will be attacked. Similarly, there was a term called Vishakanya. Did you hear anybody hear Vishakanya? Vishakanya. It means a woman will take slow poison. The poison is slow doses, it doesn't kill you. So you get used to that. Vishakanya. So daily you take poison, so the body gets immune. And this woman will go to the other king. And then this woman will kiss that other man, and he will die. Because she is immune to poison, but the other man, it is a sudden dose of poison, mouth to mouth, the kiss, and then immediately the poison will go into the man, and then the king is dead. They call it Vishakanya. Now this is there. So how people utilize the woman for various ends. So this doesn't mean that because hatred is another side of attachment. Now sometimes when a man is practicing spiritual life, because he sees the woman as the enemy, and he develops this kind of hateful ideas, that is another side of the coin, because he is unable to control his lustful desires, and it is expressed as hatred for women. But it is your own weakness. What is the point in trying to be loathsome to a woman, unable to control your senses? So sometimes people want to shun the company of a woman totally. But as long as you are in this world, because the woman is there right in your head, the experience of the sense gratification for many, otherwise, like why sometimes in dreams, you dream of a man or a woman, so where is this coming from? It's already in your head. Otherwise, how you get it in the dream? So that means, don't be outright aggressive or hateful in that. You understand the situation. It is not an overnight process. Overcoming lust is not an overnight process. You understand, you hear a class, I should just get out of all these things. You have the desire, but it needs purification. It's not that you don't like it, and it's not some, say you go to a garden, and there are weeds, there are nice plants, there are weeds. In the garden you can just pluck out, pick out, you can pick the weeds and throw them out. But throwing out lust from the mind is not like that. It just, you just remember it's God. So, as long as you have the body, a male body or a female body, these thoughts are going to be there. Vishaya vinivartante niraharasya dehina rasavardham rasavadvishya parandrishtva nivartate. So you should get a higher taste. You should get a higher taste, and when you are constantly seeing a higher taste, these thoughts may be there, but compared to that, the mind always compares. So compared to that, then you know that it is only a flickering. It is only an infatuation. It is not a lasting experience. So people have to carefully weigh. It's called reason with your mind. Train your mind. You read scriptures, then you will have knowledge. Then when your mind is jumping up and down, with intelligence is supposed to lead the mind. If you are not intelligent, your mind will trick you. So with intelligence, the mind will be giving you so many dubious ideas, but you have to examine your own mind using your intelligence. But how do you get your intelligence? You will get intelligence from experience, you will get intelligence from reading scriptures, you will get intelligence by associating with intelligent people. Because in the same situation, they react in a different way. Our mind is trying to react in one way. So it is not that there is no beauty in this world. If there is no beauty, why the whole world is becoming victim? The point is, it is temporary beauty. It is illusory beauty. Illusion. So how to cut illusions? Yesterday, Rasa was asking, what is illusion? What is ignorance? They are asking that. What is ignorance and what is illusion? So from ignorance, illusion comes. Because if you are an enlightened man, there is no room for illusion. You see the reality. So the beginning is avidya. Avidya, asmita. Asmita means illusion. So the fall down begins from ignorance, become illusion. From illusion, we become lustful. And from the lust, the anger develops. And in anger, we oftentimes we read in the newspapers how a man was madly in love with a girl, and then suddenly, because the woman doesn't agree, and that mad love will become complete hatred, and he will throw acid bottle on her face, and he will just kill her and go and sit in the jail. Because he is unable to accept the. So, that means they are completely off balance. So it is very, very necessary that from childhood, people have to be. Good morning, myself and Srikant's father, Ashok Kumar, were on a morning walk. So, we were talking that the children whose parents are Krishna devotees. The parents are not, in their childhood, they are not devotees. The parents are not devotees in their childhood. But now, from experiences in life, how life is simply a boredom, a struggle, and a mess, and simply a dangerous situation. Because when we die, with man-woman thoughts, when we live a lustful life, and Yamaraj is watching everything, you know. Yamaraj and all directions, there are dikpalas are there. The dikpalas, you know, when you are in the room, you are having your romance, and who is watching? The air is there. The Vayu Bhagavan is watching your lustful advances, and the light is there. The sun god is a witness, and inside the Paramatma is there. How you are planning and scheming for gratifying your lustful ambitions. As I told you, only when you want, you will make plans. When you don't want, then immediately you plan how to overcome Maya. When you nurse lustful desires in your heart, because in the beginning itself, nobody will behave in a very gross way. No, planning. Because whenever like people, the girl students are there, the boy students are there, nobody will outright, that amounts to rape. So the planning will be there slowly, make it look like love, spend money, talk nicely, this, that, and spend time. The end point is the same, how to fall down to a lustful idea. So that means the planning is there. Everyone makes a plan. Like in married life, when a man is nicely bringing nice ornaments, nice saris, and buying this, buying that, that means it's an expression of lust. He's trying to make the woman happy so that she's willing to do what he wants. So this planning will be there. So if somebody has understood, has good knowledge, yeye samsparsaja bhoga dukkhayona yavate adyantavanta kaunteya nateshu ramate buddha. So simply misery. Janma dukkham, jara dukkham, vyadi dukkham, mrityu dukkham. At every moment, we are experiencing great anxiety. Even when men and women are attracted, what does he think about me? What does she think about me? All the time, people are. So instead of trying to satisfy somebody like that, like that Chintamani prostitute, he told Bilamangal Thakur, because this Bilamangal Thakur, he took such great risks to come and see the face of Chintamani and spend time with her. And Chintamani, she says, if you have spent 1/10 of this effort to please God, your life would have become so sublime. And it was like a flash movie for Bilamangal Thakur. Then immediately all his lustful exchanges, they all came to me, yeah, did I become happy? How long did it last? What were the thoughts that were crossing my mind? Simply, and where are they now? So immediately said, then he became determined. He became determined, now I should overcome this lust. He became determined. And then after that also again, he had a slip. He became again attracted to a modest Brahmin family, the wife of a nice Brahmin, which is considered very sinful. And then, because they were gentle Brahmins, they talked among themselves. And then they said, all right, because they are intelligent people, so he is our guest, and like guest has to be treated like God. It's not that the woman wanted. This woman, with the permission of her husband, she prepared to take a chance to give a lesson to this man. And then, the story, she made some dish. They said, you first take your good meal so that you will be in good condition to spend time with me, take your meal. So she made one item and she put it in different parts. Leaf plate, paper plate, glass plate, porcelain plate, steel plate. And this guy came, such a lusty person. But still it made sense to him. He got a question. What is this? All items are same. They are not, generally when you serve somebody, you have all different items. But she brought same item but in 15 different plates. Silver plate, golden plate. This guy asked, what is this? This same item I are keeping in so many plates. What is the point? Then the woman gently she answered, he had relations with so many women. Before coming to me, he had relations with so many women already. And how it is going to be different if you spend time with me? It's going to be the same pleasure whether you enjoy with this woman or that woman. Is that right? It is the same thing. No? The experience is the same thing. In fact, Prabhupada says, the pleasure the dogs have, the cats have, whether an ordinary man has, or an aristocratic man has, it's all the same. But because we are stupid, we are so foolish, that's why it's called fantasies. In a fantasy, fairy tales or fantasies you call it. It is your imagination. Fairy tales, imagination. So the real happiness is spiritual happiness. That is real. That's why if you become a spiritual person, then your life becomes very stable. And you go on with life. No complaints, no repentance once you become a devotee. Okay, it is real. But you run away with a woman or you run away with a boy or you get married and then afterwards, what did they gain? What happened? Yeah. But in spiritual life, you are steady. People come, they argue with you, they criticize you, they discuss, but you stand up to them. Whether it is a boy or a girl who becomes a devotee, because they are not talking about illusions, they are not talking about fantasies or infatuations, they are talking about a discipline, they are talking about reality. So they want to enter into relationship with Krishna and spirit soul. And a relation with Krishna, which is eternal. And Krishna will make me happy. Nobody can make me happy except Krishna. all these romances, they end up in divorces, all these romances, they end up in frustrations. Because they say, beauty is skin deep. Beauty is skin deep and very superficial. So even in family life, if it has to endure, man and woman. But the Bhagavatam says that in Kali Yuga, simply it is only the sense gratification, nothing more. How a man can attract a woman, how a woman can attract a man, all superficial. But enduring relations, that there are great couples are there. Like I was reading a book, the great chaste ladies. It was mentioned the five chaste ladies in the history of the world. One is Ahalya. So the name is Ahalya. She had an affair with Indra. Ahalya is wife of Gautam, Gautam Rishi. Gautam Rishi's wife is Ahalya. And she got involved with Indra. Then you may say, how she is a chaste lady? Because Ahalya had no, the very word Ahalya means chaste. So what happened is like contradictory to her chastity. Because Ahalya never thought of anyone else other than, see, Indra, he took the guise of Gautam Rishi. So Indra took the guise of Gautam Rishi and he approached Ahalya. Because her own husband is approaching, she thought, Ahalya, so it is my husband, so I should satisfy her in every way. And then she got two kids from this union with Indra, it is Vali and Sugriva. Originally they were not monkeys, they were born of Indra and Ahalya. They are two nice children. And before that, Ahalya had a daughter. Before that, Ahalya had a daughter. So she has seen that she went with Gautam Rishi to the river to take bath and all that. So she could see that these two boys are not her real brothers. So one time Gautam Rishi, because the daughter is elder, the Gautam Rishi was holding the hand of the daughter, and these two boys he was having on his two shoulders and he was taking them. And the girl, her feet are getting burnt in the sand, somewhere. And then she became upset. Now you are carrying the children of, born of, they are called bastard. Bastard means children born outside marriage. In English you also know, you don't like somebody, you are a bastard. It is something insulting. Born outside marriage. So that you are carrying bastards on your shoulders and your daughter, you are making her suffer like this. And then Gautam Rishi said, why did my daughter say like this? And then immediately, that time he utilizes his mystic powers. He also did not know that they are born of him. And he is a mystic parents are. And then he saw that Indra came in the guise. In the guise of Gautam Rishi. So the point is that she is a chaste lady, because not that she was thinking of other man, But Indra cheated her. So that is not her fault. She tried to satisfy her husband, she did. And then the mother became upset. That the daughter told like this. And she cursed the daughter. Mother cursed the daughter. Your son will be also a monkey. Because you made my children monkeys. Now, when you get married, your children will also be monkeys. The mother is cursing the daughter. When you get married, you'll have children. So Hanuman was born of Ahalya's daughter. Her name is Anjana. So Anjana is daughter of Ahalya. And Vali and Sugriva, they are born from Indra of Ahalya. So, otherwise, why Ram will come to deliver Ahalya? Why Ram will not deliver nonsense people? Ram purposefully, he came all the way just to deliver Ahalya in the forest. When the dust particles of Ram's feet, when Ram came and the dust touched him, the stone form of Ahalya, Ahalya came back to life. So she is a chaste lady. And second, Draupadi, when you say Draupadi has five husbands, how she can be a chaste lady? Your five husbands means how our thoughts can be controlled. When she is staying with Yudhishthira Maharaj, she may remember Arjun. That is not chastity. But because she is not an ordinary woman, she is born of a fire sacrifice. An ordinary woman can never be having five husbands. She can never be chaste. But because Draupadi was not born from any union of man and woman, she is a woman born from fire. So, she is an extraordinary woman, divine woman. So her mind is not like ordinary woman. So the result that if Draupadi is spending time with Yudhishthira Maharaj, that 1 year, she will not have any thoughts of any other form. When she spends 1 year with Bhima, so, not possible for anybody. So that's why she is a church lady, because she is, that means the example you see, they appear to be how she can be chaste. But when you go into the history part, then you know that they are chaste. And who is the third person mentioned? Tara. Tara is wife of Vali. Because Vali was killed by Ram. And Ram, he ordered Tara that now you stay with Sugriva. That means it is called Gurujan. Ram ordered Tara, now because your husband is dead, now you stay with Sugriva. Because that was an order she was trying to fulfill. So now she became chaste to Sugriva. She became wife of Sugriva again, on Ram's order. So she is a chaste lady trying to fulfill the orders of Lord Ram. So she cannot be called, if somebody is searching herself, then that is unchaste. She is just trying. And then fourth is Mandodari. Mandodari is, who is she? Ravana's wife. So when Ravan died, Ram tells Mandodari, you stay with Vibhishan. So rest of the life, she stayed with Vibhishan. So that's why Mandodari is also considered chaste. She herself has not done it. And who is the fifth? Ahalya, Draupadi, Tara, Mandodari. Ahalya is over, no? Tara. Huh? Revati. What happened to Renuka? What is the story behind? Gandhari. Gandhari voluntarily, her husband was blind man, Dhritarashtra. Just because you know, generally nobody wants to be blamed. But Gandhari is a chaste lady. Because my husband is blind, I don't want to look at the beauty of the world. When my husband is a blind man, why should I enjoy the beauty of the world? With my husband, I will also remain blind. And for him, a very great sacrifice. Who would like to become blind? Anyone like to become blind? But Gandhari, she's such a beautiful young lady. But as soon as she came to know that her husband is blind, so she doesn't want to look at the beauty of the world. I don't want to see another man. I don't want to enjoy separate from my husband. So she got voluntarily. And like that she was serving the husband, like a blind lady. So she's a very chaste lady in the history of woman. So the point is, if you are attracted to dharma, because naturally everyone born in this world is lustful. We should take shelter of dharma. We may fall down, we may make mistakes, but don't give up dharma. You stand up to fight. Because Krishna knows your intentions. So you go on with life, and you learn from the mistake and take precautions that you don't make that mistake again. If you make repeated mistakes, Krishna will not forgive. You make one mistake and then you feel very repentant and sorry for that, and you see that you don't do that mistake again. Like someone has married, like it did not work. The husband is not to her liking or to her interest, or the woman is not, and then they divorce. And the woman or man decides that I don't want to get into this man-woman relations anymore. But suppose he did that and again marries, then there's a big adharma. You married somebody and you could not maintain her and you left her, and again you are getting married. That means Yamaraj will give you a big punishment. So how do you know if you get married again that it's going to work? It's going to click? No guarantee, no? Because it will not click also. Because the nature of the mind is, it is always flickering. The mind goes on, goes on. So, the woman who marries once and wants to marry again, that cannot be trusted. So, if you be a decent woman, all right, whatever my lot, whatever my fate, I should go on with this. For some reason I come out, I don't want to enter marriage life again. No? They are called learning from mistakes. So the point is, lust is a unavoidable, formidable enemy. Only when you stay in the association of devotees and don't forget Hare Krishna all the time, and you take shelter of Krishna through holy name, and that too in all seriousness, there is chance that you will be able to make it. One lifetime you stay with Krishna undeviated, then maybe you will be able to make it. So, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Tiranarasimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.